time again for another monthly update. Every time I say that, I don't know if I begin all my monthly updates like that, but every time I say that, I think of, like, Bruce Buffer from the UFC Fight Nights when he's like, "It's time! Standing in the red corner, weighing 275 pounds, we have..." I don't know. I can't keep that up without stopping to take a breath at that deep voice level. But yeah, okay. That's how I'm starting this one. Let's jump right into it. Oh, but wait, before I get into it, this is typical me, but congratulations are in order because both the American and Canadian soccer teams have qualified for the World Cup. And as any of you know who have been around with me for a while, probably one of the only sports that I really enjoy watching when it comes around and or get involved with or root for teams is the Euro Cup and the World Cup. So it's very exciting to have two North American teams. I have teams I root for as well and still will be rooting for those, but can't beat the home teams. So now, let's get into it. It has been an up and down month. The flu entered my home finally after many years of avoiding it. And yes, I mean the flu. I did not contract it, thank goodness, but it was another interesting adventure. I'll just say that. Everybody's happy and healthy now, all gone. So that's a good thing. And that's enough dwelling on any of that. I've been having quite a number of sexual dreams this month, like sleeping, actual sleeping dreams. And one of them was pretty hot. Actually, two of them were pretty hot, but I'm going to share one of them with you because I think you'll really enjoy it. But I'm going to be a little bit of a tease, as always, and put that dream sharing at the end of this audio. I actually recorded what the dream was about the day after or the day of that I had it because I had it in the night, so that I guess it's the night. Who knows? What, you know what I mean? I recorded it that day so that I would remember the details of it for you because I tend to forget my dreams as time goes on. So I'll put that at the end of this audio. One thing I did learn from having the flu in my household, I was showering in a different shower than I normally do, which I never use. It sounds very extravagant. I don't have a very extravagant home, just a regular one. I happen never to use this shower. It's a very small little shower, but I was using it probably only for the second or third time in my entire life, and I was being observed, not for any purpose other than for him to find out how I liked the shower, what I thought of the shower, and just typical guy stuff. I know your typical guy stuff would probably be to watch me in the shower, but it that wasn't the case in this instance. To give him credit, it also has these, like, kind of frosted lines, so you can't really see much, not that that would matter. But what I'm getting at is that he wanted my opinion on the shower, and I was like, you know, it's small, it's fine, it's nice, it's very warm, all that stuff. Just the only thing is, I said, is it doesn't have that cool adjustable shower head that, you know, some of us ladies really enjoy a good shower head, because it very much looks like just an average shower head. None of those sort of dials or grippy things where you could see that you can change the settings. And he's like, "Oh no, it's an adjustable shower head. Go ahead, turn the big silver thing." And I'm like, "Really? It turns?" And then I started turning it around, and lo and behold, it does indeed have quite a number of shower head options. Some that even look more promising than my current shower head or my regular use shower head. Of course, I didn't try them out to their full realm of possibilities in that very moment, but that might be something to look forward to if I dip into that shower again, and I'll be sure to update you all on that one. I also mentioned in my coming up teaser audio that there were a lot of interesting things coming up, things that I was working on, and more content for your ears. And one of those things was an audio collaboration with another female performer, and I wasn't sure if it was going to go through because it's hit and miss with collaborating sometimes, but all looks good. I just have sort of my parts to do. She's done hers. God bless her. Now I just have to finish my recording parts and edit it, but it will be a sexy audio in your ears this month. In addition, I have a very exciting collaboration project that I'm working on with a comic strip visual artist who's also a fellow Patreon provider. So he and I have decided on one of his amazing comic strips to share with you that I will be providing my voice naughtiness to the strip. Not exactly reading this strip, it's a little bit of a different twist, but I'm really enjoying it. I think you guys will really enjoy it. The artwork that he does is just phenomenal. Like, I have no artistic talent at all. I can't even draw a stick person that's recognizable, but I'm not very into the comic books or superhero type reading myself, but I have always been fascinated by the dirty comics. And I don't know if I mentioned that, but oh yeah, it's dirty comics, people. Come on. This is me. Like, you should have known that if I didn't say that when I introduced this collaboration. So just the way, first of all, the talent that you can draw to begin with is amazing, but to be able to draw dirty and then to have the dirty imagination to do a comic, which does have a superhero type theme for those who are wondering as well with it. It's just, it's all just really, really hot to me. I'll leave a link for the artist's Patreon below if anyone wants to check him out early before we post. His name is Brad Geiger, and his comics are Evil Ink After Dark. So I'm looking forward to that, and that should be available for your ears and eyes this month as well. Lastly, on the topic of more naughty content available for you all, although this is kind of available to everyone, but I wanted to share it with you. I'm off on another adventure of naughtiness just because I really find that sometimes I get inspired to do naughty things, but also I'm much more productive and happier when I'm very, very busy with naughty things to do to keep me entertained. So I have a podcast out that I haven't announced to anyone. I've just sort of put it out there. You're the first to hear about it here on Patreon and Subscribestar. It's not a podcast in the traditional sense. It's really just me reading or narrating naughty stories that I find on the internet, some on Literotica, some on Reddit sex stories, those types of places. And the reason I was inspired to do this is because I'm a podcast listener, and I had stumbled across a podcast that said it was Reddit sexy stories, and it seemed like a popular podcast, so it was promising. But then when I went to listen to the actual stories, it's just one of these programs, these like computer simulations that reads over the sexy stories, but in the robotic computer voice, and sometimes it gets the words wrong, and there's absolutely no inflection or emotion whatsoever. So I found that very disappointing, and some of the comments were, it was very disappointing to have to listen to the stories in the robotic voice. And I thought, well, I can read these stories with a great inflection and emotion and enjoy them. I'd probably be reading them anyways, and it's not that much for me to edit them after, and there's no sound effects, it's just narration, and I can post them very easily. And I thought, a lot of people might get some joy out of this. I'd be naughtily inspired and get some joy out of it. And I could also advertise for my naughty Lush and Lace stories in that podcast as well. And of course, I reach out to all the authors and writers of these stories to ask if I'm allowed to share their stories publicly first and get permission to do all that, because I'm not ever about taking someone else's content. And yeah, so I've been doing that. There's probably maybe 5 or 6 episodes out. Again, they're not my stories. They're not necessarily my same style, but it's still interesting naughty tales with my voice attached to it. And I do try, of course, to pick the most popular stories. So I'm having a lot of fun with that. I will share the link to the podcast. It's called Sex Tales, one word, S-E-X-T-A-L-E-S. You'll recognize my logo and everything when you pull it up. But I'll leave links to where you can find it. You can find it pretty much all over on all the popular type of podcast sites. So this is one of these things that, because there's so many short little stories, I won't be posting those all here on my Lush and Lace Patreon page, but they're completely free. You can go to the podcast and listen whenever you want. And maybe as an extra bonus for my Patreon and subscribe stars, because I like to treat you as well as you treat me, I will pick my favorite one, or the one I enjoyed recording the most, for every month from those sexy stories and share them on Patreon and subscribe stars, so you can at least hear one of them for non-podcast people. The only little favor that I might ask of those of you who do check out that podcast, if you happen to be there and you enjoy it, I would really, really appreciate if you could rate it. 5 stars would be great, just saying. No, rate it however you see fit. Ratings are pretty anonymous, so that's a safe way to provide some feedback where you don't have to share any of your details. Even leave a comment if you can, but a rating would be great. It just helps that podcast to get noticed on wherever you might happen to find it and be listening to it. And I mean, hey, if you are a naughty story reader and you find some short, because I'm not making this a whole huge make work project, it's just extra fun for me, but let's say under, I don't know, 1600 words or something, you'll get the hang of it after you listen to some and you know what I mean by short. But shorter stories and you think they're hot and that I might want to read, you can certainly shoot them to me and I'll contact the author of those and maybe record them as well and put them on that podcast. So that's just one of the other naughty things that I'm up to that I wanted to share with you, because I love sharing all of my naughtiness with you. I'm still more diligently than ever working on my website, and I have a goal to get it out by the end of the month. So fingers crossed that will be out as well. Oh, what else did I want to share with you? I think most of you have listened to my coming up audio, so you know what's coming up this month. Lots of a few more gangbang audios are probably going to be slipped in, because where do you get lots of cum but in a gangbang, right? Gosh, I love those. I sometimes feel guilty about putting out a lot of those, but hell, this is the month where I can slip 2 or 3 or however many I manage to get into your ears this month to enjoy. I also have another Swim Coach Summer edition coming out. This one will probably, I don't know, it will be totally cuckold focused, but I do have 2 cuckold ones in this 6-episode mix that I promised. So there will be some cucking in this one, some way, shape, or form. As usual, I haven't even figured out for sure what I'm doing with that one yet, but I will, and it'll be in your ears. I also really do want to have a Codenames game night on Discord, and I'm just going to throw out April 20th for game night. I think it might be a Wednesday. Well, goodness, I don't want to click around and find the exact date, but I wrote down on my little reminder, April 20th, probably at 7 or 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll give you more definites closer to that date. Or maybe we're in Eastern Daylight Time now. I never know which one is which, but you know what I mean. Just keep that in mind. It's code names, kind of like a fun guessing and clues game, not mystery, just fun. I'll probably also leave the link for the rules for that game on this post. So for those of you that have never played and maybe want to check it out and see what it's all about and want to join in, then it'll be there. We can play with teams. You can play as, it is a team game actually, but you can play with as many players online as you want, or so it says. I've never played the online version, so we might have some kinks to work out as we start, but hopefully it'll be a good time. And just lastly, before I share my dirty dream recording with you, I am going to be updating the Dropbox audio library links. So those of you that do use the Dropbox library to listen to all of my content, I mean, I probably have a few of the recent ones that I still have to add in there, but hundreds and hundreds of audios are available in there. Just look for a message from me in Patreon or Subscribestar in the next day or so with the updated library link. Now, as promised, I'm going to add the recording where I remembered my sexy dream. And did I happen to mention that it was a girl-on-girl dream? Oh, I didn't. Well, now you know. I have a feeling that this dream might just inspire some future audio content. And yeah, this is my very first vivid, thorough girl-on-girl dream. I have had girl-on-girl dreams, like with little things like touching or kissing for 2 seconds, but this is a full-on dream. So I'll let you get into it. Here's the recording. Enjoy. Okay, so here's the dream, the short version of it anyways. I was sort of like in the basement of an office building. It was still like office cubicles with some open spaces, but no one was there, just me. It was getting very late, and I wanted to get out of there because I was sort of getting creeped out being there by myself. Then I noticed that one of my coworkers was there, and she was saying goodbye to her partner slash lover, another woman. She kissed her on the cheek, and then the partner lover like left through the back door, and I felt better, like less nervous in the dream because I wasn't in this creepy office area by myself. And then my coworker comes over to where I am, and we really should, I guess, be going home, but she just kind of comes over to where I am and leans her back up against this high counter and kind of sticks her chest out towards me, and she's got tiny little titties, like not no titties where she's totally flat-chested, but just tiny, firm, perky tits that are pressed up against this like very thin little camisole thing that she's wearing, and she's biting her lip and kind of wriggling, and she's much taller than I am, and I'm thinking to myself, if I didn't know any better, I'd say she was horny. And I think I must have said something like, what's wrong with you? And she's kind of started moaning and said that she's just really pent up and that her girlfriend's gone and she wouldn't want to be with her anyways. It seemed like they were spatting or that she was kind of through with her but hadn't told her yet. And she just kind of gives me this look. And I walk up to her to stand in front of her. And even now I'm kind of getting turned on. I cannot tell you why, but I'm standing in front of her in this dream. And I kind of just walk right up to her and press my body against hers and start sliding my hands up under her tank top, just slow, keeping my eyes right on her. And I just started playing with her tits, grabbing them, feeling these tiny, perky, tight tits in my hand. And she sort of throws her head back and she really likes it. And I really, really liked it. I was like, fuck, I've never played with tits before other than mine, and they're not tiny at all. So I've never had the opportunity to play with tiny tits. So it was really hot. I was having a good time. And then we kind of moved away from the counter a bit, and I just pulled her top like right up over her titties and started licking them and tasting them. And it seemed like she liked that, but she really wanted me down by her pussy. And I don't know if she actually like pushed my shoulders down or somehow I ended up like squatting down in front of her and she pulled her skirt up and I'm there like looking at her pussy and I'm thinking in my head, what am I doing? Like, I'm really gonna do something with this woman's pussy? And then in the same token, I'm thinking, but you really don't know how another pussy tastes. Wouldn't it be interesting to find out? And I just wanted to, like really wanted to in the dream. And I sort of leaned in and started licking her pussy. And I remember thinking in the dream, remember what this tastes like. Like, what does it taste like? Trying to remember if it tasted exactly like my pussy, if it had a different taste, it'd have a different smell. And there was none of that in the dream. Like, no semblance of taste or smell. I couldn't discern one or the other. But I really started licking her and flicking her clit and licking her and licking her and really reaching back up to cup her tits and play with her tits, because I was just fascinated by these tiny tits. And I was getting really turned on. Like, I felt myself rocking back and forth, trying to rub my own pussy against my panties. And just, I was really close to coming, just licking her. But she wasn't really making any noise, like no sounds. And I started to think in my head in the dream, what if I'm bad at eating pussy? What if I'm not good at this? I should be good at this. I have my own pussy. I know what I like. And because she wasn't making any noise, and, you know, I guess it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. Lacey still wants to hear the sexy sounds, because in my dream, I was determined to make this woman moan and come on my face or wherever she was going to come, I guess. So I ended up like pushing her back further where she was kind of lying on the ground, and I was burying my face in her pussy and trying to finger her pussy and just licking her. And still, this woman wasn't making any noise, and her head was thrown back. Like, so I couldn't see her face. I couldn't see if her eyes were rolled back in ecstasy and she was just quiet, or if she really even liked this, or she was just bored rolling her eyes thinking this girl doesn't know how to eat pussy. But I was just determined, and I just kept going back for those titties with my hands and fingering her. And I was about to come. Like, I was so close to coming, because just eating her out and playing with her tits was turning me on so fucking much. And then, of course, my phone went off. And I never got to come in the dream. I never got her to come in the dream. I never found out whether she was enjoying the fuck out of it, or she thought I was a bad pussy eater. But yeah, it was a first experience and pretty fucking hot. Even pretty fucking hot to talk about it. Like, so much so that if right now that person from the dream was right here with her tiny tits and her pussy, I'd want to play with it. I definitely want to make her come. And I can 100% say I've never said that before about a woman, because it's never been something I was interested in. But, and it's still not. Don't let your imaginations go crazy. I'm not going to start looking at women and wonder what all their pussies taste like. But this particular dream and this particular woman were pretty hot. See, I told you it was a full girl-on-girl dream, and it was really hot. I don't remember it as vividly as I did back then, but I still remember the hotness of it, and it has inspired me a bit. I've got naughty thoughts going on in my head, so yeah, look forward to that. Oh, and I just wanted to add that someone said, because I did tell one or two people about this dream before this recording, and they were trying to convince me that I do have these deep-seated lesbian tendencies, and I hate to disappoint all of you. That's really not the case. As again, I never say never to anything, but I know who I am, and that's not one of my deep-seated wishes. But I do know kind of where the dream stemmed from. I had a request when I was doing a phone call role play for something kind of similar, like a lot more girl-on-girl stuff than I normally ever do. And when I was doing that role play, I get into everything I do, so I really got into it. And it was really hot, and I really enjoyed doing it. And it kind of surprised me, because it was girl-on-girl. And so before I went to bed that night, I was kind of thinking about that call that I had and thinking how, now that I thought that that scenario was hot, I could possibly make a hot girl-on-girl audio or something similar. I don't want to give away too much of my ideas, but I had that in my head before going to bed. And then I had this girl-on-girl dream. So definitely, I think it's related to that rather than some deep lesbian fantasies that Lacey holds. Sorry to disappoint. But I love sharing with you. I love that you're here for me to share with. You don't know what that means to me. I say it all the time, but you really don't. You don't know how much I enjoy doing what I do. Maybe you do because I keep doing it. But I love it, and I love that I have you guys supporting me doing it. Thank you so, so very much. I love you all. Have an amazing, amazing rest of the month with me in your ears and your hands occupied doing whatever they might be doing. And yeah, that's it. Bye for now, my luscious ones. Lacey.